We'll start with the Green Bay Packers. Packers opening up their mandatory minicamp yesterday, and to the surprise of hopefully none of you, Aaron Rodgers was not there, and he was conspicuous in his absence. The Packers sent one of his best friends, Packers starting left tackle, All-Pro David Bakhtiari, to speak to reporters yesterday, along with wide receiver Davante Adams and wide receiver Devin Funchess. You'll hear from two of the three. We'll start with Bakhtiari, who, of course, blew out his knee late last season. In fact, you could argue that that was the moment where the Packers' chances of winning the NFC Championship really took a nosedive, because they missed Bakhtiari at left tackle, especially in that loss to Tampa in the championship game. Anyway, Bakhtiari was asked about that line between being Rodgers' friend and wanting him back with the team as his teammate. I thought his answer was extremely thoughtful. Here's what David Bakhtiari had to say yesterday.
I care about Aaron Rodgers from a friend perspective. Whatever he wants to do, whatever the situation that comes out, I will never hold any grudge against him. That is my friend. That is someone that I've appreciated, and he has done a lot for this organization and a lot for me as an individual. Now, as a teammate, I would be idiotic to say that I don't want the MVP back. He's the MVP of the league last year. He's done amazing things as from the quarterback perspective, our quarterback position, but not only for the franchise. So absolutely, spending time with him, I do give him jabs, but it's in all good and fun. I've definitely voiced to him. I'm like, you know what, whatever happens, look, it's out of my control. The situation is between you and the organization, and that's where it's going to stay. I don't want to at all in any time get in the middle of that. I've respect you as a friend, and however that turns out, I'm not going to take anything personally. So I think it's really the mindset. You got to look at everything and appreciate what you have. Appreciate the things that are in life and look at things in a positive perspective instead of a negative perspective.
That is David Bakhtiari of the Green Bay Packers on this whole ongoing saga between the organization and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And along those lines, and I thought that Bakhtiari's answer was very thoughtful. And he was not the only player that was asked about this yesterday. Davante Adams also considers Aaron Rodgers a friend. And here is Davante Adams on Rodgers as a teammate and Rodgers as a friend.
I mean, this is obviously a very delicate situation, and it's tough to really know how to navigate through it, especially when you got a guy who has way more experience than what you do. You know, I feel like I have a lot of, good words I could offer, but I mean, he's a grown man, and I truly don't know everything of what's going on with the situation. I think people expect me to know more, but I don't poke. I just kind of, situations like this, you got to let people come to you.
More from Adams on if he thinks he will catch passes from Aaron Rodgers this coming season.
Honestly, I got no expectations, man. I'm just being supportive of my guy and let it all fold how it does. Obviously, I'm praying that he comes back. We all want him back. I think everybody in this building has that same mindset, but I can only control what I can, and I can't control any of what's going on with that situation. So, I'm just kind of sitting here doing what I got to do, keep getting better, and, keep watching the progression of everybody else that's here right now. And then when and if he's back, obviously we'll welcome him with open arms.
Head coach Matt LaFleur was asked about the quarterback's continued absence.
Yeah, I think anytime you're talking about any player on your football team, you'd love everybody to be here. And so it is what it is, man. And we'll focus and we'll control and work on the guys that are here and try to help them become the best to their ability and coach the heck out of them.
LaFleur was asked of what the team is losing without having Rodgers there.
Aaron's got a ton of experience, and he's not a guy that I worry about particularly that much. He's a pro's pro. I know he knows how to take care of his body and get himself ready to play. So that is not much of a concern for us at all.
LaFleur was asked if he has had any conversation lately with Rodgers.
I'm not going to get into my conversations with Aaron and the communication, and naturally optimistic. But, again, we'll take it day by day and just do whatever we can to help remedy the situation.
Clearly, Matt LaFleur has been listening to his team president and CEO, Mark Murphy, who in his monthly Q&A with fans at Packers.com made it very clear that the less that is said publicly from both sides, the better, because that was very little. And yes, Bakhtiari and Adams, I thought, had thoughtful answers on the conundrum that you have with a guy like Aaron Rodgers being your friend away from football and then being your teammate that you want there, and trying to understand where he's coming from as a friend, be supportive as a friend, but also trying to be a good teammate to everybody else at the same time. I thought those were very thoughtful answers, but it's not like anybody took a shot. It's not like Matt LaFleur took a shot. And Aaron Rodgers hasn't said much of anything. Even when he was on with Kenny Mayne, it's not like he said a ton. And Kenny Mayne flat out said, do you want to be traded? What's your end game? And Rodgers absolutely did not answer the question. So he hasn't said much either. And I continue to maintain the big date here is still quite a ways away, almost 50 days away. July 27th is the day the Packers open up training camp across the street from Lambeau Field. That is the day that Aaron Rodgers either lays down the gauntlet and says, I want out, even if it's just through his actions of not being there, or he says, you know what, we're going to make this work, even if it's only for one more season, and he is there for the start of training camp. It's one or the other as far as I'm concerned. I don't think this is a deal where Rodgers holds out for a couple of weeks and then reports. I think he's either there or the Packers have a real problem on their hands. And they might have a real problem on their hands. But the way that they've structured this team, the way that they've structured the salary cap for 2021, indicates pretty strongly to me the Green Bay Packers believe Aaron Rodgers is going to report on July 27th. And be a part of this football team in 2021. If it wasn't the case, they would not have given Robert Tonyan a voidable contract like they did as a restricted free agent. But they spread money out over the length of a voidable contract because they wanted to drop his cap hit for 2021 and save more money under the salary cap for 2021. Not 2022 or 2023. They were worried solely about 2021. And making sure they could field the best possible roster around Aaron Rodgers in 2021.